the Wild Wild West.
I've never. She does all this.
I like
this.
It's like Beauty and the Beast.
If she was not, it really is Beauty and the Beast. If she was not here, it would be a very bad couch.
Uh-huh.
And that TV, that exact TV, and the Xbox.
True.
What's the was the choice with having this wire exposed, but then the rest?
Oh, you're gonna blow his mind. You're pissing him off.
That wire. So we got that done, and then I bought the Xbox later.
Okay.
And then I just plugged it in because I don't. She tries to unplug it sometimes to make it look nice.
You know, it's not even too. Right?
Who are you? What's that?
You know, it's not even. That's like off like a degree and a half.
Oh, what my God. I couldn't care.
He's going to be thinking about that the rest of the episode.
Who, him?
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
I hired a guy for like $40 to come and hang that off the internet.
On TaskRabbit?
Yeah. You can just order my
Mexicans
to come over
emails.
And make them do stuff.
I still get emails for those. Like in my email from like 5 years or
were you doing
7 years ago. They deleted my profile almost immediately.
Why?
On TaskRabbit. I don't know. I have no idea.
You must have caught some complaints, dude.
Yeah, I was like banned immediately.
You coming
get,
into
I'll
people's
get,
houses
like, yeah,
must
I'll have get
been
emails. I get emails for like TV professional hanging quotes because that was like the thing I put on. I'm like, yeah, I could do that, I guess. Because TaskRabbit, you just sign up and they're like, what can you do? And you're like, I guess I'll put toilet and TV hanging. And they don't check. So you can just say you can do anything.
Well, you can't really have credentials for that, I guess.
I can tutor math and I can unclog a toilet.
That's how we have to staff up our new
show. If you got some Chinese folks with bad diets, I'm on my way over.
What did you do any tasks or you
no?
Just made
yeah, like I said, they banned. Yeah, they banned me almost like right away.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I
you didn't get to do one task.
Everything. But I still get the emails from it might not even be TaskRabbit. It might be like some other thing. Cause it was like when I was scrambling for.
I have an Amazon Flex application. I get like things every now and again.
What's Amazon Flex?
It's like deliver Amazon packages.
You were going to deliver packages?
Yeah. I was going to deliver
packages. Remember when I did Uber for.
Yes.
I did four rides over the course of like 2 years.
You never Ubered, dude.
Never did it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, I need to get money this week.
Yeah.
Video games. I'll be like, I'm gonna wait till night.
You would do like
I'll be like, I'm more of a nighttime driver. Like I'm gonna wait till traffic's done, which is the only time you should be Ubering is when there's fucking traffic.
It is
like,
weird.
I'll wait till like it's and then we go to an open mic and then I'd be
blacked
out.
I can't imagine being an Uber driver here, just sitting in traffic all fucking day long. To go into a place that you have no interest in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not getting
up.
Out of the car at the end of the ride.
Especially in Philly, it was just picking up Asians.
Yeah,
it was just because we were right by the art museum.
Here you go again.
So it was just.
They're like, I just crashed my car.
So it was just.
I need. I just crashed. Thank God you're here. I just crashed my fucking car again.
Yeah, they would, and then it was just tourists because it was the art museum.
Asian tourists.
Yeah.
They I want to see the bear.
They want to see the Riverty bear.
So what happened to this bear? Somebody crashed a car into it? The bear fucking caused a car accident.
Lucky steps.
They do swim into the Rocky stuff, though.
They love Rocky.
They love Rocky.
It's a big, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky's a hit.
Yeah, because that's like karate to them, right?
Yeah.
That's their thing is karate and boxing's like
No feet karate.
Yeah. Yes. The soccer of karate. Reverse soccer karate. That's what they call it in China.
They actually chant that in front of the statue every day.
That sketch we wrote like 8 years ago?
What is this, like reverse soccer? Yep.
I picked up some krauts one time and they were like, this city's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like,
how dare
I
they?
I was so close
how
to just.
How dare they?
Did they say
you,
it like that? Because Germans are usually polite.
Do?
Germans are like nice.
Yeah, but nobody's nice to a fat white Uber driver.
Really?
Uh-huh. No one cares.
Yeah, people treat you kind of weird when you drive
those Koreans
Uber.
Were so mean to me.
Who was?
Those Korean boys.
Yeah, they're tough.
They were very top down.
They're bad boys.
They were speaking
dude,
in Korean
some bad
and then
boys.
Broke for 1 second to be like, this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those like colloquial, or I guess, is that the right word?
What kind of Koreans were they? Were they fast and furious kind?
No, they were like university.
International.
Like, Virginia Tech shooter vibes.
But they packed it, dude. I was driving this small-ass Corolla.
Yeah.
Fucking five of them got it. And the one that talked shit was like in the middle, like leaning forward. So he was like right here.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He was speaking fucking, you know, bullshit.
Yeah.
And then one of the sayings was like, oh, fuck him. You know?
Yeah. Fuck him.
Dude, I worked for a Korean guy. They were very much like, if they're the owner of a business, they're a king.
Yeah,
like he would come into his office and knock stuff on the floor on purpose, and he like his subordinate Koreans would come in and like pick it up for him. He would do it as like a loyalty exercise.
You said it before that the Koreans are the Jews of the Asians.
I don't remember saying that.
They're kind of.
You said that.
They're everything.
Every pick any race and apply it to Koreans.
I kind of feel that works. Because it's like a comeback story too.
They are because
they got holocausted and they came up heavy. Like after like the fucking,
they got like holocausted and Dresden. They got like both of them.
They got it double. And they came back and then they came here and opened liquor stores and had their daughters get fucked by me.
Rooftop. Have you seen that? That's the thing. Like the right wing guys.
I've met plenty of Korean.
Can you speak any Korean?
I know. Annyeonghaseyo.
BQ means move. Get out of the way.
I had to meet a lot of Korean parents. What's that?
Well,
what is going on?
You speak Korean. You can't speak Korean.
Just breaking out Korean.
What do you mean? Oh, you know Korean. And you guys both know Korean?
You know.
Big
Shiba. I almost converted.
You converted to Koreanism?
I almost converted for a couple of women.
Mm.
Yeah. I was learning karate. I was doing everything.
You did it.
I was doing my bar mitzvah, my Korean bar mitzvah.
You get your foreskin back from your parents to have it surgically attached to your eyelids. Just cut it in half.
You know Koreans love fried chicken too.
Oh yeah,
love fried.
They love to fry up a little piece of chicken.
They do. Yeah. They love it.
They do. Have you been to that place, Bonchon?
No.
Fire.
I haven't been there.
Real good.
But yeah, they crush like Craig Popeyes too.
Is their fried chicken good? Because Japanese fried chicken is dog shit.
No, it's not, dude.
It sucks.
Karage sucks ass.
You see it on the menu at a Japanese restaurant.
I wouldn't
touch it. Because people give it a pass because it's Japanese fried chicken.
No, it's good.
But in the world of fried chicken, that is the most dog shit fucking fried chicken you
can
get.
What do they do? What do they do?
It's just the seasoning's wrong. Yeah, they just bread it and fry it. It's like the kind of shit you can make at home. It's not good.
Like I mean, all fried chicken you make at home.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, it's like if you were like, podcast, I'm going to make fried chicken, you were a moron, you'd come up with Japanese fried chicken. It's not fucking Popeyes, you know?
I mean, that's the best fried chicken there is.
I had Popeyes this week.
Did you?
I have it once
haven't
a week.
I haven't had it in so long. I was at a rest stop.
Popeye kind of looks
some
Korean.
Tendies, dude.
The cartoon guy?
If you
told me he was Korean, I'd believe it.
Adam, did you actually do any karate?
No, I've never used my body for combat.
Have you ever had a sport? Have you played a sport?
Baseball.
You were baseball.
Yeah, but then
Jews love baseball, dude.
I had to quit freshman ball because that's when they start taking you to the weight room. And my body hadn't changed yet. Mm. I had a delayed puberty, so I wasn't putting up numbers in the gym with the boys.
And were they mean to you about it, or
I couldn't float. And then I got into debate.
You got into debate?
Yeah.
I regret I never joined the debate club.
That's awesome.
We would have been best friends, dude.
We
would have been boys.
We would have been best friends.
Did you ever go up against any of the black debate teams?
Have you ever seen those videos? Those videos are amazing.
Yeah, because you say it's fitting to be this way. Why can't it be the other way? Why can't it be the other way if it's fitting to be one way? This motherfucker says it's just arguing.
Well, they also drop N too.
Yeah.
What team is this?
Well, they do. There's one format which I didn't do is policy debate, and
Def Jam.
You have like 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to get out as much evidence as possible. So they're like they learn speed reading.
Do you have to prove the Holocaust?
I think it's settled. I think it's settled. Shane, I think it's settled.
I would love to see that. The Jewish debate team versus the black debate team.
On the Holocaust.
As to whether or not the Holocaust
didn't
happen.
Listen, we gave you record contracts.
If it happened, where are the boats? Okay? Where are the Jewish slave ships? Where are the boats?
Listen, you sold
They know you. Boats couldn't happen. How'd they get the Jews in?
There's starting to be some black Israelites going in on slavery never happened.
Really?
The North Atlantic slave trade never happened.
I'm loving that.
Because they were in North America.
Yeah, they were Native Americans. I've heard that. The black people were the Native Americans.
That's such a
no
sick
such
cope,
thing.
Dude. Just be like, nah.
You know they're
about slavery.
They're crunching.
That didn't happen, dude.
They're crunching in those back offices of the black Israelite places. Because they got, everybody's racist. Everybody's a psycho race, you know, essentialist now. So what do you do if you're a black Israelite?
Yeah,
like even though the basic shit they were saying 10 years ago,
yeah, Beethoven was black.
Yeah, it's like now that's they're saying that on Blackish.
Yeah.
Netflix
that's in the
is
Kimmel
making
monologue.
That movie.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Black Beethoven.
Yeah, so you got to go. Slavery didn't happen.
Yeah,
Yeah, it is tough. They got to find something that somebody would be like, whoa.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Because now they're out on the street just saying exactly that.
You know what the next one is Italians are black.
Italians are black. Yeah. Do you think they'll claim them?
Yeah.
I mean, in my book, that's been settled for a while.
Uh-huh. That would be sick if they claimed Columbus. Uh-huh. And then was like Columbus ruled. And then we got Columbus Day back. You know,
Columbus was a Nubian Kang.
That's what it was. Came here bearing geometry.
The black Israelites in DC that used to chill outside the Gallery Place movie theater. I remember one time I was like, I think I just saw Django. And I walked out.
You went
out
to talk to them about it?
And I was like, have you seen this movie? It's phenomenal. No, yeah. You would love it. Sir, you would love it.
You're going to like the end.
Jew to Jew between us. Yeah. But I just think they're taking the Israelite part more seriously. No, but like, they were like, they had a megaphone. You know the megaphone guys? They're like, yeah, they got gay animals now. The animals all gay. And then this white woman's like, you can't say that. And she's like, suck my dick, bitch. He like literally got in her face. It was so funny. She started crying.
Good.
It is just moths to a flame for white women.
I love it. They can't just can't help themselves.
Can be like, okay, I do need to say something now.
Dude, there was
and then they just get fucking destroyed.
Yeah, I love because they always try to, they start with emotion. It's like, I care about you. Your pain, I can feel it, but you need to be quiet on my terms.
Yeah.
They always start there and then it gets to the argument.
They also have generational trauma.
Yeah, I'm going to call the police.
Yeah.
Sometimes a slap.
Yeah. Calling the state.
I've seen one where a lady got slapped. I think she hit first and without hesitation, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, no hesitation.
Dude,
how could she slap me? He fucking right back at her, dude.
There was a homeless guy recently, like shirtless dude, calling himself a faggot out loud outside my house. I've been a faggot my whole life. Just screaming it. And this lady came by and was like, sir, there are children around here. Please stop that.
Oh, my God.
It's like, dude, let him fucking be.
What did he say?
It was just my kid. I'm like, my kid's fine with him saying that.
Yeah, I say it all day. Every time I drop something. Yeah. Don't worry about it, lady.
How am I going to explain this homeless faggot to my children?
Hey, he was having a good time. And I was like, dude, let him be. And she was like, I got it. It's like, dude, just, that's fine. Dude, we have a serious war going on near my house. There's a group of old dudes that chill outside. It's like right next
to
my house.
That's your squad.
It's my squad. All day long, they got their eye on package piracy. So they're just on the lookout.
It's fucking nice.
We shot down a lady on a mountain bike. She's been hitting pretty hard.
It's pretty sick in black neighborhoods instead of rings. Like they just have a dude out there.
Well, also the ring does nothing.
Yeah, all it does is
it's
film
like you
someone
you get to
it.
See somebody steal your shit. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, it what do you do nothing. With that information?
Dude, but there's an influx of like
right.
legitimate mental patients. Like younger dudes that are like, they must have got out of an institution.
Are they in the hospital gown still?
No, but they come out and they're just, it's just dudes just sitting there. And then like one will just, the other day, like open my door and some dude was hitting a trash can and be like, fucking kill yourself, is beating the fuck out of a trash can. The old dudes had a band together, like, you're not allowed in our park anymore.
Fucking
they're,
right.
They're expendabling out.
Wow.
Against like three homeless patients. Against like there's three homeless patients and there's a lady on a mountain bike who steals groceries.
you gotta get like a uniform for you and the old dudes.
I might.
Like Guardian Angels. Like red berets. That'd be sick.
Like a biker
gang.
Yeah. They'd be pumped if you got them to throw back like jackets and berets.
So like an MC club.
Yeah. You gotta be like, if we got beef, we gotta break it down with break dancing. That's how we used to do it back in the day, you know? What's that? Who's that? Who's that guy that ran for mayor as a Republican?
Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah. I didn't vote in that last election, but if I did, I would have voted for him.
What did he do?
He was the Guardian Angels.
He was the
Angels.
Guy that started the Guardian.
Oh, yeah. That white dude.
What?
Yeah.
He's a Puerto Rican or something. But
oh,
yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he wore the beret.
I would have never known. Yeah.
They're the new shapeshifters.
I'm usually pretty good.
Well, there's no way you're going to win. It's like, you're not going to, because you knew, like, no one's going to have a mayor that's wearing a beret.
Yeah.
You know, and he refused to take it off while campaigning. Yes. So it's like, okay, so you're banking on people being like, I want the beret guy.
Yeah.
Which was never going to happen.
He was a Republican with a beret?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Republican. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a guardian. I mean,
but he was like a tough beret.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was like really? Special
it
forces.
Was a tough
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he was like,
yeah.
He was like, I wear this to beat up dudes on the subway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's from like a type of New York that's been gone forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that, like, the
I think
Death
he was.
Wish.
Wasn't he good in the 70s? Wasn't it like actually.
Those guys were good until Death Wish 2 came out, and then they became fascists to want to do vigilante crime.
Nice. So he wanted to like go beat people up on the subway?
Well, yeah,
I think it was hell here.
Also, yeah, I think those guys got like wrecked all the time. They'd be on the train, they're like, leave that girl alone, and they just get stabbed and get fucked up. They were like nerds, basically. They're like, let's start the hall monitor.
You ever see the Patriot?
And we're gonna get berets to scare them off.
Like the
you know?
Patriot front. You ever see videos of them?
No.
They'll show up places and just get the fuck beat out.
Are those the guys
they have
on
like
the
riot shields and they're like they think they're Spartans, so they're like, hold the line. And dude, just black dudes are just wailing on them. It's pretty great.
Yeah, we missed the boat of counter-protesting. Or we could have, like, clashed. I never clashed in the streets.
It would be fun to clash.
The clash, yeah, like one more. Just I want one last clash.
We should just start a middle. So when Antifa and fucking Proud Boys or whatever link up.
But guys, stop. Like,
we don't vote.
True.
And just go in.
That's not a bad idea.
Like, both you guys are gay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if we so kind
that's
of
like counter protesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just shut it all down.
Yeah,
true. And bring weapons if we need them, just to keep the peace.
Just bring firearms,
just in case.
Just bring firearms.
What's the law on rifles in this city? Can we get all? Is there
you
any?
You can't
like,
have guns.
You can't have.
Not,
it's really
not a single
bad.
Gun.
Yeah.
Although no, didn't the Supreme Court just change it?
Yeah. It's,
shouts out,
dude! The Supreme Court.
We're gonna get
Kavanaugh.
I think you can have a rifle.
Dude.
Okay. In the rest of the state,
I can walk the streets with that.
Yeah. In the rest of the state, you don't need any kind of like permit or anything.
But in New York City, can I bear arms at all?
I think you can now.
Yeah, it's some weird thing where there's technically not like anything against open carry, but to even have a gun, you gotta like. You got to pay like $10,000. You got to be rich, basically.
Yeah,
you have to write a letter.
And you
to the-
can only be going to a firing range or from the firing range home.
Gotcha.
That's like I think
the only
that's the
people
rule.
That had guns in New York City were Robert De Niro, Donald Trump, and Anthony Cumia. Those are the only three people with like a concealed carry permit. Do you remember that when Ant like he got into it with that black lady?
Yeah.
Do you remember how he got canceled? Yes. He was like clearly just filming some black lady.
Yeah.
And then she was,
he was
like,
probably, I don't want to, never mind.
What? Go ahead. No.
No, it's funny to imagine him following her and be like, look at her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no, then, I'm not sure that's what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. He was, anyway, because he was like, I was taking a picture of the scaffolding.
Like, is that his defense?
Yeah. But, so but then Penn Jillette posted on Twitter, like afterwards, he's like, you should be thanking Anthony Cumia right now. And then posted a picture of Anthony Cumia's concealed carry permit. As if we all like owe him an apology for not murdering that black lady in cold blood.
What was their altercation about?
He was clearly like just filming some black lady being like, look at this baboon or whatever the fuck he was doing. And then she saw him recording her and then she's like, fuck you, you know, and like started hitting him up, you know, like, and he was recording the thing. And then he posted it on Twitter and was like, these people are all fucking savage animals.
And that's why he
and
got
then,
in trouble.
Yeah, and then Sirius was like, yeah you got to go.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's just nuts.
Unless he was just taking a picture of the scaffolding.
Right. Whomst mongst us.
And he got attacked.
That was the story?
And then took to Twitter.
Ant's problem is he doesn't know when to stop doing radio, you know? Like, you can't walk around the streets doing fun bits like, let me record this black lady.
Yeah, yeah.
And then call
little
her.
Little man on the street without a camera.
and then call her a savage. Because you can't claim that it's, you know, just irony or whatever.
Yeah. Just getting attacked.
Yeah, right.
Times Square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a good bit.
No, but the cover story I was taking, because if I recall correctly, he was like, yeah, this scaffolding wasn't here, and now it's here. And it's like, oh, what a shocking thing to see, a scaffolding in Midtown Manhattan.
That would be funny if the real story was him looking at scaffolding and being like, ma'am? And she's like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ma'am, as you were.
That could have happened, dude.
Yeah.
There is that side.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am? Good day, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. He could have also been shit-faced, and he's like, what the fuck is this building? This fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
There's that. He might have been photographing scaffolding.
Well, yeah.
You could be drunk enough to take a picture of
scaffolding. He got canceled in, like, 2001, didn't he?
Oh, he got canceled a ton of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they kept going, and then finally they got him.
He had to go pretty hard in the paint too.
He went pretty hard, and they got him.
He canceled like when Dr. Dre's The Chronic 2001 came out. You had to be going so you could say faggot back.
Well,
then.
The way it used to work is like you could get away with a lot. You could do racism or homophobia or whatever, but as long as it seemed ironic. And then it progresses where it's like, okay, he's serious, but at least it's still funny.
Yeah.
And then once it gets to the point of like, look at this. Look at this lady.
Look at this black lady.
I mean, that's the thing. Even in the world of racism, like just remarking on some black lady in New York City is as absurd and unnecessary as remarking on the scaffolding itself. So, like, even in the world of racism, you're like, what the fuck? Wow, who cares?
You're just trying to racist.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He might just really reaching at straws there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, you're not going to see another lady like that until you go around the corner on the next block. Yeah. Go into the next Dunkin' Donuts and wait until somebody orders a blue coffee. And then you'll see that same lady.
It must have sucked if he thought like that was the one, though. To be like, dude, this is going to crush.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? This is like, fire. This video is fire.
That tweet. Wait, so did he tweet the video? I don't remember.
Didn't he get his whole career doing that? Someone's going to electric shock OJ. Like video, wasn't that like what put him on the map?
I thought it was getting mentally retarded men boners, like getting porn stars to grind on mentally retarded men.
I thought it was, maybe that too.
That's a good bit.
It is a good bit. Yeah, the man is in an institution.
Yeah,
we can't argue that.
It is funny.
Yeah,
in a meta way.
Funny.
Yeah, getting canceled for just trying to record a black lady is really
it's fucked up. That was like Howard Stern had a big sexual component. I want to start adding like a lot more.
We should get a Sibian in here.
The fact that we're not like hard and there's naked chicks all the time kind of fucked up on our part.
We're gonna do that for the Adam Friedland show.
Yeah,
we're gonna bring
on public intellectuals and then get them to do
get them hard.
We got Eleanor Clift on, and we're gonna guess what her pussy smells like.
Car Dog, did you find the post?
I think so, yeah.
What was it?
It says the cunt animal kept walking into my arm.
The cunt animal?
I had up as a block saying, "Don't touch me." When she would hit me, I hope a homeboy beats her today.
Oh my god, dude.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
That's such a funny wish to the universe.
Well, I
hope she's beaten to death by someone of her own race.
Yeah. No, I can say that. I knew Patrice, so I could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Imagine Patrice doing that for him, like as in like an angels in the outfield situation. Just Danny Glover
coming down.
It's on you now, homeboy. You're gonna have to save Ant. You're gonna have to save Ant by beating this bitch.
Just an angel pushing a black dude faster.
You gotta beat this black lady to death so Ant can stay on the radio. So he doesn't try to do his own shit back in Long Island to domestically abuse a 12-year-old girl on camera.
Yo.
Really?
It's up to you.